Kenya's turmoil triggers underlying problems. Russian Christmas provides opportunities for Christian outreach, and a ministry celebrates the legacy of a leader. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Kenya's opposition called off Monday's protests, a sign that compromise may be coming. Chaos degenerated into tribal warfare in the wake of disputed presidential elections last month. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says their partners in Nairobi confirm attacks have made travel nearly impossible.
The turmoil triggers all kinds of underlying problems, and it's not all political. It's just an excuse for many of the people to engage in random violence. So it's really important for people to pray.
Dudenhofer says when the political tension dies down,
people are going to be very much, again, looking for some answers. The country of Kenya is known as having a long-time influence of Christianity, but that the Christianity in the country is very shallow.
Pray that the situation will pave a road for people to be open to the gospel. Next, Buckner International reports that both staff and children are safe in Nairobi, Kenya, despite the violence. Their schools have been forced to close, and mission trips to the area have been canceled through February. The Buckner Nairobi staff were away for the holidays and unable to return until the roads are safe enough for travel. A letter from the man who manages the school says it's difficult for people to get many of the things they need. Pray that the government finds a peaceful solution, and soon. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's growing concern over the humanitarian crisis brewing in Kenya in the post-election violence. Ethnic clashes have displaced an estimated 250,000 Kenyans, while food and clean water are in short supply. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says the unrest has had a severe impact on one of their partners.
Our Swahili translator actually lives in Eldoret, and he has a Bible school and orphanage. The school has been looted. Their food supply has been taken. Some of the teachers have been beaten up. It's a very difficult situation. You know, you can't get petrol. It's not a good idea to move anywhere. And if you don't have any food supply, it's extremely difficult.
Hawkins says they're looking for ways to send needed supplies. They're also urging prayer for their team members.
They're just praying basically for protection, that things will calm down. It's not something that's just going to happen overnight unless the president decides to forsake the presidency, which obviously he hasn't been willing to do up to this point.
Meanwhile, in Russia, Christmas is celebrated January 7th. MNN's Greg Gutter was there with Russian ministries during the celebration.
It's part of the Greatest Gift Exchange Project Hope Initiative. The Gift Box Project is designed to reach out to the poor, orphaned, and street kids. Well, this year, the local churches in the area were asked to fill the boxes with a toy, candy, and personal care items. Russian ministries supplied the boxes and My First Bible. Pastor Anatoly Merichev of Good News Church in Salakhard says,
thanks to this project, we have a chance, an opportunity to preach the gospel to these children, because you understand that the condition in the country now is that we do not have much opportunities to preach the gospel easily and freely.
The 30,000 boxes will provide Russian ministries trained next generation leaders a chance to use their training and outreach. It's building relationships, not only with the children, but caregivers. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Salakhard, Russia.
And on Sunday, Dr. Wendell Kempton, President Emeritus of the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism, entered the presence of his Savior following a long illness. He served ABWE for nearly 30 years, retiring in 2001, but continued to actively represent the ministry. Under his hand, ABWE saw tremendous growth and expansion into new ministries and fields. Dr. Kempton is survived by a wife and six children. A public memorial service is being planned for Friday, January 11th in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.